you'd never guess from relating to him that he was a history maker. He would be someone who would strike you as extremely friendly. If you were female, a bit flirtatious, quite pious in terms of his willingness to use the language of faith on the street and in everyday life.
So he was very unassuming in person. I understand, though, that kind of changed a bit when he went up against someone or something that he didn't think was right.
Well, he was very, very certain of right and wrong. He very much looked at the world in black and white, and when he was convinced that something was wrong, he was more than willing to attack it, even at the expense of his own reputation or even life.
Now, in the 50s, he was working on integrating the schools in Birmingham, issues of bus segregation. His house was bombed on Christmas night of 1956, and he walked away unscathed. What effect do you think that event had on his outlook?
Well, it had a great effect not only on his outlook, but on the outlook of those who followed him, or just run-of-the-mill African-Americans who lived in Birmingham. All of them sort of were convinced that surviving this bombing, in terms of the house, the room around him is completely blown apart, and he is completely unhurt, led him and his followers to interpret that event as that he was not just saved to lead the fight against segregation, but that he was miraculously a modern-day Daniel who had just escaped the lion's den. I remember when I was interviewing some of the members of the church, this particular person was a youth at the time, and her comments were very powerful when she said, "If we could have observed Jesus walking on water, we would not have been any more reverent than we were when we saw him come out of that house alive." That's a fairly powerful statement from a person of faith.
I understand that he wrote letters to Martin Luther King Jr. trying to encourage him to come to Birmingham, to make Birmingham the focal point of the civil rights movement. What was his relationship like with Martin Luther King Jr.?
Encourage is an understatement. I would say pester King into coming to Birmingham. His relationship with King was professional but friendly, although there were times when they did not see eye to eye, and in Shuttlesworth's estimation, King was too cautious, too deliberative, not as eager to get moving as Shuttlesworth would have preferred. And that's why, at least as early as 1959, he was writing letters, and some of those letters could be quite critical of King in terms of saying, if you'll come to Birmingham and join forces with my organization, we can shake the country. There was room for some disagreement between them, but nevertheless, Shuttlesworth always respected King. Well, he considered a God-appointed leader of the movement.
Well, there were certainly many civil rights leaders, foot soldiers. I mean, what would you say was Fred Shuttlesworth's contribution? What could you say that without him, this wouldn't have happened?
Without Fred Shuttlesworth's 7 years of laying the groundwork in Birmingham, the 1963 demonstrations would probably not have happened. Those demonstrations were one of the contributing factors to President Kennedy's finally deciding to introduce civil rights legislation to Congress in June of 1963. You can't argue that that bill would not have become law apart from Fred Shuttlesworth, because there were a lot of other factors involved in getting that bill passed. But it's clear that the Birmingham demonstrations and the images of the fire hoses and the dogs created a kind of crescendo that began the process of changing the mind of white America to convince larger numbers of white Americans, both in the South and outside the South, that it was time for Congress to pass a law that would do away with segregation. So without those demonstrations, there's probably no immediate Civil Rights Act of 1964, and without Fred Shuttlesworth, there are no demonstrations.
Well, we certainly are familiar with him know him here in Birmingham, but more generally, names like Martin Luther King Jr., Ralph Abernathy, even John Lewis, those names seem to come up more in history. Why do you think that is?
He was a local leader with national interest. He was never really a lieutenant of Dr. King because he never worked for Dr. King. He was always independently a pastor of a church. And because he didn't pastor particularly large, influential congregations, once the spotlight of the civil rights movement went away from Birmingham, it went away from Fred Shuttlesworth. Without question, he is the most unsung hero of the modern black freedom struggle or the civil rights movement.
If you had to summarize his legacy, what would that be in your view?
He is a prodder. He spent his life prodding. Who was on the other end of that prod? Might have been Bull Connor, might have been Martin Luther King, but in general, he was prodding America to, do what Dr. King said, to live out the true meaning of its creed, and in a sense, prodding Birmingham and the state of Alabama to come into the 20th century and recognize the humanity of all God's children.